You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mushaguir avantuchun hayu barzankene. Yevurvor hayrini yakeglisvin, hun hayrini kavokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 21st, established here in Providence in 1947. And now in our 72nd year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնդր զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանտներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանտանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Ատենիս իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գահասինալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have three deaths this last week. October 14th, 2018, Avidis Apkarian passed away at the age of 92. He was from Scituate Avenue, Cranston. Born in Providence, he was son of the late Charles and Mary Apkarian. Avidis was a cartographer for the United States government and a World War II U.S. Navy veteran. He was a graduate of Bryant College in Northeastern University. He is survived by two daughters, Terry Summers of Warwick and Janet Timpson and her husband John of Narragansett. Grandchildren, Tom Denick and his wife Ji Young, Gabby Denick and his wife Christy, Samantha Sabetti, Connor, Christopher and Carly Timpson, and great-grandchildren, Timaru and Dante and his brother Greg Kaiser Apkarian of Englewood, Florida. He was brother of the late Esther Terry Apkarian and Arminag Apkarian. Funeral services were held at the Rhode Island Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Exeter. Our condolences to his family. And Anna Darmanjan, 88, passed away October 16th. She was daughter of the late Crispiniano and Maria Picciarelli, wife of the late George Darmanjan, who was one of her one and only love. Mother of Lisa Rigo, with whom she resided, and the late Laurie Minella, grandmother of Alyssa and Amanda Rigo, whom she adored, and the late Robert Bubby Minella III, sister of the late Dominic, John, Joseph, Danny, Angelina, Assunta, Teresa, and Rose. She also leaves many nieces and nephews. Funeral services were held from the Pontarelli home with a service at St. Anthony Church in North Providence. Our condolences to the Darmanjan family. And we also do have another death to report. It is my father's younger sister, Naomi Balkin of Niantic, Connecticut. She passed yesterday and joins her husband, Joe Balkin. I don't have any of the arrangements or the obituary to be able to read that to you, but we'll have that next Sunday. My condolences to my cousins. And continuing with our Dottie Litzes. October 21st, 2001. Today is the 17th Thadult of Eddie Mechjin. October 21st, 2011. Today is the 7th Thadult of Rose Krikorian. October 21st, 2013. Today is the 5th Thadult of Mark Boyajian. October 22nd, 2014. Monday is the 4th Thadult of Catherine Vartian Albanese. October 24th, 2000. Wednesday is the 18th Thadult of Eva Michalian. It is also the 18th Thadult Wednesday of Isabel Dadechian. October 25th, 2013, Thursday is the 5th Thadult of Richard Boghossian. October 25th, 2017, Thursday is the 1st Thadult of Queenie Haboyan. October 26th, 2017, Friday is the 1st Thadult of Mary Juskalian. October 27th, 2014, Saturday is the 4th Thadult of Paisant Ovaginyan. October 27th, 2001, Saturday is the 17th Thadult of Khachadur Crosby Kazarian. Iverin Yerusachem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Especially Iverin for the passing of my aunt, Naomi Gasparian Balkin.
Iverin. Say, Lord. the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտություններով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայ ազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին եւ քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
And now, we'll be listening to a portion of the Anush opera. The opera is a five-act composed by Armin Tigranyan, based on the homonymous poem written by Hovhannes Tumanyan in 1892. Originally, the Anush opera, composed in 1912, was first performed in Alexandropol, but it waited until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera Theater. Until nowadays, Anush remains in the repertoire of the theater. The Anush opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and it is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work. The opera is about the tragedy of a peasant girl named Anush, whose short love affair ends in loss and death because of conflict between her lover, Sato, and her brother, Mossi.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from the Anush opera. Now we're going to continue with our regular programming, for October is Cultural Month. In case you didn't know, this is Levon Katerjan. This is the music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies. It's recorded in the Kerhart Monasteries. Make a correction. This is the Hasmavorek choir, and this choir, they're singing inside Holy Etchmiadzin, the rest of the hymns are performed at the Kerhart Monastery. I just wanted to make that correction. This music is just so beautiful, and I want to read to you a little bit about the recent explosion of interest in Gregorian chant and in the mystical music of various, mostly Eastern European composers suggests that there is something in modern Western life that has listeners searching for the ancient, or perhaps timeless sounds of sacred music. The sacred choral music of the Armenian Church certainly fits the bill. Armenia has at various times been considered part of Europe or part of Asia, And that dichotomy, that sense of straddling two different cultural worlds, has deeply affected this music. Let's listen to a bit more. Leave the sun in the background. I have a bit of news I'd like to make sure our listeners are all informed about. The Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, AHARI, along with the National Association for Armenian Studies and Research, present The Art of Armenia, an Introduction, an illustrated lecture by Dr. Christina Morancy, this Thursday, October 25th, 7 o'clock, at the AHARI Museum, 245 Waterman Street, Providence. That's on the east side of Providence, right there at Wayland Square. Everyone knows this as the Bliss Building. And again, this is Thursday, October 25th at 7 o'clock. It's material history and visual culture that reaches back to the Paleolithic era. Professor Christina Morancy's newly published The Art of Armenia, an Introduction, provides a survey of the arts of Armenia from antiquity to early modern times. And again, this takes place Thursday night, 7 o'clock, October 25th, 245 Waterman Street in Providence. Alrighty. And on Friday night of this week, October 26th, beginning at 6 o'clock in the Agaven Cultural Center, we'll be listening to Ron Giorgio with A Sentimental Journey, St. Saag and St. Mestre of Women's Guilds, presenting classic 60 swing hits from Frank Sinatra to Dean Martin to Tom Jones. There'll be dinner and raffles. Contact Fran in the church office, 272-7712. Again, this is this Friday night, 6 o'clock. Donation for adults, $25. Children is only $10. And again, this is Friday night, October 26th, beginning at 6 o'clock, Agaven Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. And on October 28th, after church services, that's Sunday, it is going to be flu shots, free flu and pneumonia shot clinic, walk-in clinic sponsored by Rite Aid and the ACYOA. You must be at least 19 years old and a Rhode Island resident with health insurance. It's a high dosage available also for senior citizens. And if you do not have health insurance and you'd like to get these shots, it's only $30. For questions, you can call pharmacist Melissa, 401-529-7172, 401-529-7172. And then that brings us to November. Now, we all know November is Bazaar Month. First weekend, St. Saag, St. Mestre. Second weekend of November, St. Vartanans Church at Rhodes on the Patuxent Cranston. And then the third Saturday of November from 11 to 7 at the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oakland Avenue, Cranston. It is their church bazaar. Remember, it's only one day for the Evangelical Church. And again, church bazaars, they need our help. Please, if you haven't done so already, help out any day of the week pretty much at either of the churches. They're always in full swing. So call your respective church. You can find out the times. But again, they do need your help. And at St. Vartanants, they also have, Choreg, Kata, and Kufta is available for pickup. You can buy it now. It's between 10 and 1, Monday through Wednesday, or after church on Sundays. Put in your order with Liz Kapoyan, 353-2213, 353-2213. And, bazaars, they need our help. So there you go. Let's go back to this music. And I actually have another announcement. Save the date. St. Varsanant's Church will welcome and honor the new prelate, His Grace Bishop Anusharvan Tenelyan, as he celebrates Divine Liturgy on Sunday, November 25th. A special reception will follow. Mark that date at St. Varsanant's Church here in Providence, November 25th. And before you know it, it's going to be New Year's Eve. The holidays are right around the corner. For the first time, bringing Rhode Island a New Year's party you don't want to miss. All-star entertainment featuring California's own Harut Kachoyan and Khachik Jingarian. Also playing the multi-talented Mal Barsamian. And coming from New Jersey, Stephen Vospikin Jr. There'll be a full Armenian meze buffet. New Year's party favors, complimentary champagne toast and valet parking. Don't miss this event, New Year's Eve. For table reservations or general questions, you can contact Hovsep at 401-255-2797. This would be advanced reservations only. I know this is going to get sold out. There'll be limited tickets available. So call 401-255-2797 and ask for Hovsep. And that's New Year's Eve, December 31st, St. Sag, St. Meshub's Agavian Auditorium. Let's go back to Levon Katerjan.
Morana chirini tajan sirdan yerpek tkhur chirini yete kyangu ketme ganka vishtanas hovinaman vishta tete Dorlini, yete kyangum, ketme gankam vishtanas. Hovineman, vishte tete, dorlini. Hokistane Miyay sirde, sirde dverko, çilini, tomer, okistane, zovape. Miyay sirde, sirde dverko, çilini. Darinera lurga sahen ugaka Antsazusha noritsbere chilini Yete kyanku ketme ganka vishtana Հարցունքն է իղցու երազ չիրինի Եթե կյանգում կետ մեկ անգամ վշտանաս Հովի նման վիշտը թետե դոլինի Pakistan'e zovaper mi ay sirde sirde dverko çilini tohumer Pakistan'e zovaper mi ay sirde Sirde dverko Çinini
Yerevan Choral Society.
Thank you.
Listening to Raisa Magarichan under the conductorship of Father Oshagan Manation with the Yerevan Choral Society. This is our second week of Cultural Month programming. I hope you're enjoying it. It's that time, though. As Dad always says, Urach Atzur Gurachanas Mer Jamanaga Liratsav Shangalchun Serin Hamar Sidesuchun Minchev Harachiga Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Our webmaster, George Gasparian. You can hear all of our shows on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. And again, thanks for listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.